What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back in. Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Remember FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Konezovic, Ladarius Robinson hanging out with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We are live at the brand new Pancake Pantry location in downtown Nashville. Joe Rex Road and I competing in a pancake eating contest coming up here in just a couple hours. So it's maybe the last time we ever talk with Teron Davenport. It is ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in TD, presented by FreedomTireGuys.com and CraneWorks and RentalWorks. FreedomTireGuys.com, Nashville's premier mobile tire company, online at FreedomTireGuys.com. CraneWorks and RentalWorks, your source for crane and equipment rental. Visit CraneWorks.com. TD, what's going on, brother? How we doing?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. Hey, listen, man, I could put some pancakes down now. I'll come and compete with you guys, too. Don't play with me.
Bring it. I got way more faith in you than I have in myself or Rex Road. I'll just be honest with you.
But I just want you to know, TD, that Big Joe is in this. So he's like a 1-2 favorite to crush everybody. But
oh, yeah,
knows?
Game over if he's in it.
That's right.
Never mind.
TD's immediately out. So, TD, what did you make yesterday of the Titans claiming Zach Cunningham? How big a deal is this for this group as they head down the rest of this regular season?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty big deal, right? You get a guy like that at $275,000, that's an extreme bargain to be able to add a player of that caliber at this point in the year. You don't usually be able to do that. So I think it's huge, and the reason why is because I don't know about David Long, right? And the hamstring, there goes a smile. I said his name. Every time I say David Long's name, man, I got a smile, man, because he's just such a good player and he's fun to watch. Mm. But that hamstring has just kind of like kept him out for a while now. So I'm not sure what's going on there. And then, you know, you had the ankle with Rashawn Evans that kept him out of games. He's been able to practice recently. So it's just kind of up in the air. Monty Rice on IR. So getting a guy like that to come in and give you depth and give you reps is going to be good. And, I mean, a combination of Jayon Brown and Zach Cunningham or Rashawn Evans and Cunningham or however they rotate that, I think is a good thing. And you know, no disrespect to Dylan Cole, right? But, you know, that opportunity to make a big play, it kind of, against the Patriots, the interception, it didn't happen, you know, and I think that's one of the reasons why they have to upgrade. Now, I'll give Cole credit. He's been outstanding on special teams and has really helped out there. But I think when you could make sure that you consistently have a playmaker like Cunningham or Brown or Evans on the field, I think that is huge for the team.
Yeah, well, I agree with that, TD, and It's really interesting on a variety of fronts. One, this year, and then also there's the long-term aspect of it.
Yeah.
With Zach Cunningham. The Titans can have him this year, and I'm with you. The long thing is interesting because you would think, I mean, the fact that he's not out there this week, I mean, you know, but he wasn't put on IR, you know, so you would think that he'd be back relatively soon, and they need him. And I'm intrigued by the idea of Cunningham and Long together potentially at some point.
Right.
But what about let's say it goes great, because look, obviously the Texans weren't happy with Zach Cunningham, I imagine he hasn't been happy with a lot of things about that organization as well. Let's say he comes in here, he's peak Zach Cunningham. I mean, this is, I think, a better defense for him. He's terrific in every aspect, and the Titans can envision, you know, a long Cunningham, you know, duo inside. Like, do you think that the cap hits that are in that contract for him in the years to come could potentially be worth it, given all the other tough choices they have ahead of them?
Well, I think what they would probably do, yeah, that's tough because, like, I believe it's 10.5 next year, but it's zero if you cut him.
Right.
Right. So I just wonder if they'll redo it. Like, I don't know how they'll end up doing that. I mean, I would think that they would want to keep him, but you know, there's only so much money to go around, right? You got Tannehill's contract going up more next year. You got guys that are you're going to have to make decisions on, right? Harold Landry, you got to get him back in the mix. So it just further complicates, you know, the job for the guys upstairs, right? You know, Vin Marino, he's going to have a lot of figuring out to do, you know, because he works those contracts. And obviously, John Robinson, you know, we're making the decisions on who they are going to work to sign. So I think it's something I would look at trying to bring him back, but I don't know about that number, right? That 10.5, that's a high number.
Teron Davenport on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD, how should Titans fans feel about Julio Jones and his potential availability for Sunday right now? Cautiously optimistic. How would you answer that question?
Yeah, I would be cautiously optimistic. The good thing is it got better from Wednesday to Thursday, right? Whereas Wednesday, when he was out there, it was mostly just striding and just trying to, you know, find his gear, so to speak. But then Thursday, he actually, you know, he was running and he was getting low, sinking his hips and throttling down and accelerating back to the football and those type of things. And those are good signs for someone who is working through a hamstring, because, I mean, your hamstring, that's your gas, right? Like, that's what you use to be able to accelerate. So being able to see him and decelerate, in fact. So being able to see him, you know, there's all kinds of videos out there. Rex Road, I know you got some out there, too.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Being able to watch him on those videos run pretty well, I think, is a good sign.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. What about, like, what has been your view from what you've seen in practice of Golden Tate? Like, how much more do you think he has to give? Do you think we're going to see something from him Sunday?
It's possible. When I asked about Golden Tate, they said it was a conditioning thing, that they're just, you know, he's continuing to work on his conditioning. So I think that's really the main thing. Once they could, you know, feel like he's in shape to be, not shape, I don't want to say that. Once they feel like he's in a position to be able to help out, you know, and have a role, I think they could definitely use him. Now, it's just a matter of where would they use him, right? Because he's more or less worked a lot in slot at this point in his career. And I'm not so sure that Chester Rogers is the guy that you want to, you know, move off of the field, right? And you look at on the outside, if they get Julio Jones back, you know, then you have Jones and Westbrook and Kenny. If not, you know, Hollister is the guy that they like on the outside, you know, at that X position. So I'm not sure where Tate would see the field. But also, you know, you got the return aspect that he's able to do, and that's something that I'm sure that they would like.
TD, you had a really interesting story this week about Mike Vrabel and the weekly message that he has for the Titans and their players. Without giving away the entire article, what did you kind of learn throughout this process? Why was this something that was so intriguing to you to put this together?
Well, you know what it was is, and I think this week was a good example, right? Mike Vrabel got up there on Monday, and he said, you know, the message that he gave his guys was get back to the basics and the fundamentals, right? And then I asked him about it on Wednesday again, and he got into just kind of like the different things that they needed to do as far as the basics and fundamentals, you know, and why it was important, right? So then I asked Kevin Byard about being able to generate turnovers. the first thing he said was getting back to the basics and working our fundamentals. I asked Jayon Brown about turnovers. He said, yeah, man, like, we got to get back to the basics of fundamentals. So the thing that stood out to me and has stood out to me throughout this season is just how these guys will just, without being provoked, mention the message that Coach Vrabel establishes with them. You know, and I think that really stood out to me. And this week in those questions, that's an example. So really just to be able to come up with a message or key to the game and something that they want to focus on and have it relayed to them and have the guys believe in it to the point where it's like they're mentioning that whenever they're asked about things. I thought that really stood out to me, and that's what the post is about.
TD, obviously in this league, I mean, team to team, unit to unit, player to player, I mean, you just don't know from Sunday to Sunday what you're going to get. You hope you have some consistent things you can rely on. I'd love to get your take on what the Titans did on the ground against a very good defense on the road the last time out, and how, you know, sustainable you think that is from what you saw of that when you reviewed it. I mean, do you feel like it was It was a tangible step forward for this offensive line, the backs? What do you think about that and how it applies to this Sunday?
I think it applies to this Sunday totally. And, you know, people have their jokes about Taylor Lewan and they have their, you know, smart aleck comments about him. If you look and watch the last two games, Lewan has actually played really well. He and Roger Saffo together. So I think that's something that you could really build upon. Ben Jones, you know, say what you want about his age or whatever, but that dude is playing well. David Quisenberry, the right tackle, was the big question. He's answered that. And then you look at right guard, Nate Davis is practicing again. But, man, I tell you what, Aaron Brewer, he's all right. So if you look in total, the offensive line has played really well over the last couple of weeks. That is a trademark for this team. So when you could have that type of play, and you could have those type of runs blocked up to where, you know, you have a guy like Dontrell Hill, you're able to get to that second level and accelerate and pull away from everybody and have a 68-yard touchdown, you could return to the foundation of the offense, which is running the football, and then work off of that play action. You just got to get better on first down. So I think there's a lot that they could pull from last week or 2 weeks ago to this week, and they should be able to, you know, run the football against Jacksonville. And, you know, I think that there's a lot to be positive about from that football game.
TD, what can people find this week on the latest edition of Talking with TD?
Yeah, we got Michael DiRocco, ESPN, NFL Nation, Jaguars reporter. Talk some shop with him. I gave a little rundown of just, you know, how I see some things from this upcoming game. And then also you got Chris Sanders, Forever Titans receiver. We talk a little shop there. So that's what we bring every week, man. A reporter from the opposing team, and Chris Sanders and I talk shop. And I just kind of empty the clip on the notebook on another segment. So that's what you got.
That's right. Teron Davenport joins us every week here on Robbie and Rex Road at 8 a.m. TD, great stuff as always, my friend. Appreciate you taking time to join us today.
Yeah, for sure, man. You guys take it easy. Enjoy the pancake.
We'll see what we can do. Teron Davenport presented by FreedomTireGuys.com and Crane Works and Rental Works. FreedomTireGuys.com, Nashville's premier mobile tire company, online at FreedomTireGuys.com. Crane Works and Rental Works, your source for crane and equipment rental. Visit CraneWorks.com. We'll come back. We'll react a little bit to what TD had to say there. Welcome your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. That's coming up next. The NFL is nearing the playoffs, and Week 14 gives us a big divisional rematch between the Browns and the Ravens. And FanDuel Sportsbook about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win, and that means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. I actually like the Browns in this game. I think they respond and get a win against the Ravens team that's just running out of bodies. leagues at this point. But you take it any way you want to take it. Offers like this are why I love betting the NFL on FanDuel. It's the number one rated sportsbook app in America. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 2 hours. So just sign up with promo code ROB before the Sunday afternoon matchup, and you'll win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember, use promo code ROB so they know that I sent you. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. A $10 first deposit required. Must wagering designated offer market. A max bonus of $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Don't miss Nashville's best NFL pregame show live from Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House in East Nashville this Sunday. The NFL pregame show features Mark Howard and former Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. Join us from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. live at Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House in East Nashville at the 1003 Russell Street. Prior to the Titans taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars, the NFL pregame show brought to you by TriStar Moving, Parma Tractor and Equipment, FreedomTireGuys.com, FanDuel, E2 Roofing, Hillside Medical, Social Furniture, and Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. Jared Stillman, a part of that show as well. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And we've got some tickets to give away to see the Transperfect Music City Bowl coming up at Nissan Stadium on Thursday, December the 30th, as the Vols take on Purdue. Be caller number 3 at 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Caller number 3 will win a pair of tickets to the Transperfect Music City Bowl at Nissan Stadium on Thursday, December 30th, to see the Vols take on Purdue. So hit up our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Thanks to Teron Davenport for joining us in the last segment. Scheduled to be joined by Preds TV analyst Terry Crisp coming up at 8:30. So looking forward to that conversation. Got a texture that says, is TD getting ready to evaluate draft prospects? That's my favorite TD insight. I don't think we're quite there yet.
Got a little season to go first, right?
Yeah.
The Jags,
they're probably evaluating
the Jags are in draft mode. Most teams in this league aren't, just like the NFL likes it.
Ty texting in, I needed to know about this pancake-eating competition. I would have loved to have impressed my boys. This is coming from Ty on the text line.
I mean, it's
not going to take much to impress us.
My spot in the contest is for sale. So, you know, you come with a good enough bribe, and I can slide out of here and not, you know, harm myself, as I might do later today.
We are hanging out at the Pancake Pantry today, the brand-new location located at 220 Malloy Street in downtown Nashville at the base of the Hyatt-centric downtown Nashville location. They open up for business coming up on Monday, December 13th at 6 a.m. Pancake Pantry is partnered with the Nashville Predators Foundation as well, empowered by Smile Direct Club. Donations are being taken today for the foundation, and special Nashville Predator pancakes will be available to purchase between January 1st and February 28th at both Nashville locations. For each order sold, the Pancake Pantry will make a monetary donation to the Preds Foundation. As TD points out, Titans should be able to run the ball in this game. The Zach Cunningham signing is very interesting. Now, that's not going to be a factor this week against Jacksonville, but Zach Cunningham claimed yesterday by the Titans off of waivers. I am surprised that he made it down to the Titans in the waiver order, but he did. And now that's a very intriguing option at linebacker. My guess is when he's healthy, when he's able to go, the majority of what we're going to see if everybody's healthy is probably him and David Long Jr. together would be my guess. Do you agree or disagree with that? Or could this be a matchup-based type thing that the Titans deploy out there on defense?
I mean, that'd be my guess. You know, I'm sure the Titans would like to see Rashawn Evans say, no, that's my spot. This is some competition. If everybody's healthy, it's some serious competition.
Yep.
I mean, you change, you know, Monty Rice obviously is a depth guy this year. He's been forced into action. I think where he was drafted, he's a guy they look at as part of the future. But Monty Rice, if everybody else is all healthy, he's going to be a depth guy. I mean, Zach Cunningham has the credentials of a guy who starts in this league and is one of the top tacklers in this league. So is he just essentially like Rashawn Evans' role, but just a better player? He's been a better player without question than Rashawn Evans. But Rashawn Evans is here. He's been here. I mean, Rashawn Evans, I think he's a leader on this team. I mean, that's an interesting dynamic. I mean, those two together doesn't make sense. Yep. I don't think we'd ever see that.
Unless you're just in for a total ground and pound game, baby.
I guess that's true. I mean, I guess if if it's like the Patriots and they promise Mac Jones only going to throw it three times, you could do that. But like Jayon Brown, still to me, if healthy, brings value to that position. I mean, it's good to have options because you just may as well get used to the idea someone's going to get hurt. But it's going to be really interesting to see as Zach Cunningham gets comfortable and gets weaved in. He knows the defense. He was drafted into the defense. He played for Vrabel and Shane Bowen in Houston as a rookie. I would assume that at some point it's like he's too good to not be one of the two guys out there. Based on what we've seen of him, I think that's what's going
to
happen.
How surprised are you that he made it to the Titans in the waiver order based on the player that he's been so far in his career?
Yeah, very surprised. Because, again, like, and I wrote this in the – again, it was over the cap, the source cited here. But you've got $275,000 base salary, $147,055 roster bonus, $422,055
yeah.
for the rest of the
Make
season.
Make sure you get that part.
Yes, the 55 is very key. to have him for the rest of this year, that's pretty sweet. I mean, there weren't other teams in there who liked that idea. Again, you're not committed to him. You can cut him before a certain point in the new league year, and there's no dead money on that. You can cut him for free. So, yes, I'm very surprised. And how much of it has to do with, like, why are the Texans cutting this guy? He had this, again, piece I had. Aaron Reese, who covers the Texans for me, teamed up with me on this piece because I wanted to get into a little bit of, like, say, well, what exactly happened down there?
Yep.
And a lot of it's, David Culley has talked about. There was, like, the COVID test. I'm trying to find this. There was a preseason game. It was a personal reason.
Yep.
He was benched for the first quarter. I didn't realize that. First quarter of week two, a disciplinary reason. Also, apparently, tardiness was the thing. I mean, look, these are not good things. I mean, you shouldn't – this is not how you should go about your business in this league. So, I mean, I think it's essential to talk about that. Like, it's not just like I can absolutely sympathize with someone in that organization and not wanting to be there and not liking it and not being enthused, okay? But it's still professional football,
right.
And that's not great. I just don't think it translates to here. I mean, for one thing, you're talking about a completely different situation with the team. Now you're coming in to try to prove yourself. You know the coaches, you know the system, you're back where you went to college, and I think there's a strong leadership element on this team too. And obviously, when you have a bad team like the who was the leader? Who led the Texans for all these years? It was Deshaun Watson and it was J.J. Watt.
Yep.
We know obviously neither of them are leading them this year. Deshaun Watson's hanging out, getting paid, waiting with his legal issues. It's a disastrous all the way around that organization. So I get it. I still don't think that's how you go about your business, but maybe you're right. You said earlier on the show that it was actually strategy, not just being disillusioned and whatever, but actually strategy to get the heck out of there. If so, it worked.
Well, it did. Look, I don't know if that's the case or not. That happens more often in today's day and age than it did in the past. So, look, I mean, there's a world of difference going from 2-10 or whatever the Texans are to 8-4 in the hunt for not only your division but the number one seed, and hopefully, if players get healthy, maybe a hunt for the Super Bowl as well. I would think that breathes a whole lot of life into a player going from that situation in Houston to this one here in Nashville. I would hope so. And if not, you got a much bigger problem.
Yeah, no doubt. And then, I hadn't even really considered, what TD threw out there. You could obviously, the idea that you could move on from him, but then hope that he would still want to come back on a redone on a different deal.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm him, I want to be paid for that contract.
Yeah.
But that's sort of the downside of if he did things to make sure he got sent out of Houston. I mean, that could also be a downside for you in terms of how are you viewed around the league. Now, if you're a good enough player, you'll be fine. Yeah. And I think he's very good. But in that defense, he's a two-down. He's a two-down player. And if you go dig in the numbers on Zach Cunningham, you know, again, run stopper elite, pass coverage not elite. In fact, pretty bad numbers on the underlying numbers with him in coverage. So you got to keep that in mind too. I do think that he played his best football in this 3-4 defense as opposed to what he was in this year in a 4-3.
Join 102.5 The Game this Sunday for the Bud Light Preds Watch Party at Headquarters Beer Cade. Drink specials, enter to win Preds tickets, and watch the Preds take on the New York Rangers as well. So join us this Sunday night at Headquarters Beer Cade, located at 114 2nd Avenue South downtown. The puck drops at 6 p.m. Speaking of the puck dropping, when we come back, we'll be joined by our friend Terry Criss, Predators TV analyst. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, hanging out today at the Pancake Pantry, downtown Nashville, their new location, opening up on Monday at 6 a.m., and we're going to be a part of a pancake eating contest later, Joe Rex Road and myself, and person who's going to get to witness this live is our next guest. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Terry Criss, Preds TV analyst. Crispy, what's going on? Are you looking forward to watching Joe Rexford and myself stuff our face with pancakes here in the next couple hours?
You know what? I am looking. If I can just have my last coffee, I'm going to jump in the vehicle, head on down, and I was going to throw a challenge out to you guys because I think that Jillnick with the Fox 17 Sports Anchor, I think she's the heavy leader in the betting right now.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that. Jill probably going to pack a good punch in this. You got to watch out for that Joe Dubin as well. He plays dirty. Plays a little bit like he used to play. You got to watch out for him.
The ones who win it all the time are the thinnest ones. The ones that's the thinnest person there. They always win.
That is a fair point.
They're the hungriest.
That is true. Looking forward to it, Crispy. Appreciate you taking time to join us today. So, Crispy, that's a big win for the Predators last night. They get it done in regulation with 11.5 seconds left. Ellie Tolvanen with the redirection. What did you think of the Predators, their effort last night, and what have you thought of them as a whole during this three-game winning streak?
You know, I like the effort we're getting for a full 60 minutes. I've always said that we kept having those lapses, whether we come up slow and lazy in the first period or out of it in the second period or whatever. And the one thing that the coaching staff, we all kept saying, we need consistency. We need a full 60 minutes. And right now I figure we're getting the most of a full 60 minutes. We have the odd giveaway in our own zone. And the coach, Hines, always says we ought to have better puck management, which means less turnovers and whatnot. But I like the attitude. I like the grit. I like the togetherness of them. And last night I was sitting here with my wife watching. I said, ay, Trennan, what are you doing? When he dropped the gloves with Chara, because you know Chara has a long memory. When Trennan dropped him here in our building with about a horse-sized punch on him, and Chara is one big man. So that sort of epitomizes what this team is all about right now. They're into it.
That's a good point, actually. You probably just want to stay 1-0 in that one, right, and not not poke the bear again, the 6'8" bear. So Crispy, we talk about goal scorers all the time, and we know that everybody is streaky to some extent, some more than others. But can a goal scorer get hot as a deflector? Because all of a sudden, Ellie Tolvanen, everything that touches his stick is finding the back of the net.
Yeah, you know what? I always point to the fact that one of my favorite is Patrick Hornqvist. When we had him here, I mean, I still idolize him and love him because he took a beating, pounding every game. We used to not joke about it. He led the league in face washes from with other guys, other teams, gloves in his face for crying out loud. He stunk like a you-know-what after a game because he paid a price. And he could tip them in. I mean, it was hitting them on the head, on the rear end, off the skate. And, yeah, he was a goal scorer. Why? Because he made a living there. Tolvanen is a little different, maybe not the same grit yet as Hornquist was, but he goes to net and he's got great, and if you ever watch him practice, a lot of these guys practice that. Yep. And I can remember watching back in the old days when Shea Weber, there'd be no goalie in the net at the end of practice, and Shea Weber would line up in the blue line, line up about 25, 30 pucks, and have different guys go to the front of the net, and he'd blast them. Well, you know what I mean, standing in front of a Shea Weber shot. And those guys were able, high hand coordination, to get a piece of that puck. That's what Tolvanen could be.
You talk about some bravery, standing in front of a Shea Weber puck. I don't care if it's a half-speed shot. It's still about 120 miles an hour, Crispy.
I'll tell you, you better give me a 12-foot stick, because that's the only way I'm tipping.
That's right. Terry Crisp on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Crispy, obviously Ryan Johansson continues to produce a goal and an assist last night, playing really well, really on a night-by-night basis right now. What are you seeing from Johansson that's allowed him to be as consistent as he has been so far this year?
You know what? I think the guys now are settling into the rhythm of the line, and coaching staff don't have to keep changing them around and trying to find some chemistry or combination. It's working for Joey. It's working for Duchesne. The guys are doing it. All of the lines seem comfortable now in their own skin, in their own units that they go out there with and know what their job is and what they're doing. But Joey and Forsberg and Duchesne and Granda, these guys have always had a skill there. It's always been there. That doesn't just drop out and go away on you. That stays. And when they get back to it and realize it, I'm going to say it again, that these guys are all skilled, but you've got to be a little bit greedy. And I remember all the great goal scorers, Brett Hull and those, said, if you're going to be a great goal scorer, you've got to be greedy. You've got to want the puck and want to shoot it. And I think Joey is realizing now that he sometimes is getting in better positions than where he wants to pass off to, and is starting to take the shot and let his teammates hit for the net for a rebound or a tip-in. As soon as you realize that if the shot's yours, take it. And that includes Forsberg, Duchesne, whoever it is. If you've got the open shot, you don't have to make the pretty pass. Take the shot.
Well, Crispy, you mentioned earlier Trennan, and I mean, you fully agree. Like, you know, be careful what you wish for at times. I also thought that line, which has been very good all year, but was so big last night. Obviously, they get rewarded as well offensively, but just a really impressive all-around performance every time they're out there. What do you think about those guys right now? And do you think that, we know that Tanner Jeannot was hot earlier scoring goals. Trennan mixes one in on a fairly regular basis. Like, what do you think the ceiling is for that line in terms of just overall contribution?
You know what? I don't know what the ceiling will be, but I do know that they have to stay with their identity. And to be very honest with you, when they came here last year, they were the mechanism. They were the energy. They were the power line that stirred this team and made us go the way we went against Carolina. We started this year, and I want to phrase this properly. You forget what got you here, and you stay with it. Don't try and be something you're not. And I think for a while, that unit had so many accolades and whatnot that they were trying to do things that maybe weren't there for them. And now in the last 5 or 6 games, they've got back to being the herd, being the one that's coming full tilt, being the team that stirs it up when they need it. And if the goals come, so be it. If we go to the net and get one off our rear end, so be it. But I like the idea now that they're back to being the leader on, hey, when you look up, you saw Trotsky last night, every time the herd line hit the ice, he put his big boys out there. He wasn't subjecting any of his smaller lines or players to it. So other teams now realize it. And the herd, I think, realize now that, yep, every night out, they're going to meet up with the other big boys.
Crispy, you always talk about, playing defense as a 5-man unit. How consistent do you think this team has been and can be in that as they move forward here?
You know what, I like the 5-man coming back, but I hate when they blow out of the zone when we don't have the puck. And that's my one bugbear that I hate. I still like the American Express commercial. Don't leave home without it. And unless we have possession, nobody was outside that blue line. Nobody has the right to leave until we have full possession and are on the move with it that we can get it to you. So, and you hear Coach Hines, he says it's puck management. He says, we hurt ourselves with puck management. We shoot ourselves in the foot. We have full possession of it in our zone. We make a blind pass, soft pass around the boards, up the boards. They intercept it. And you know the one thing when I was a coach up there, I hated when the defenseman had the puck, say, in the corner or behind the net, and they throw it around, they rim it. I don't mind rimming it, but you blast it. You blast that thing. If I get it, all well and good. If I can't handle it, I tip it out. But a soft pass, it's like a killer. The puck's coming slow. You know the defenseman's coming in. He wants you or the puck or both. So that's the one area I think in Arizona we have to, I'd like to see a little better, is puck management.
Red TV analyst Terry Crisp has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Joins us every Friday morning at 8:30. Crispy, thanks for taking time to be with us, and looking forward to scarfing down some pancakes with you here coming up here in about an hour or so.
Run around the block a couple times, Rex, because you're going to need it. I'm all over you, buddy.
I'm going to run away.
You get the pancake out.
All right, Crispy, we appreciate you. The legendary Terry Crisp, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. When we come back, it is time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Predators in action tonight against the Devils. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, to guess the goal scorer for tonight's game for the Predators. If you get it right, you'll win a pair of tickets to a future Preds home game. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. And it is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Nashville Predators in action tonight, taking on the New Jersey Devils in the second half of a back-to-back, going for win number 4 in a row and win number 3 on this road trip so far for the Nashville Predators. The standings in Preds Pick to Click are heating up a little bit. Joe Rex Road still leading the competition with 6 correct answers. Robbie Stanley, myself, has climbed into a tie with the listeners for second place after Yakov Trenin scores last night with 4 and Michelle Knezovic with 3 correct answers. So the competition is fierce at this point. And with that in mind, let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in today's participant, Kyle from Spring Hill. Kyle, what's going on? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, man, how y'all doing this morning?
We are great. Appreciate you taking time to call in. So, Kyle, the Preds taking on the Devils tonight. Who is your pick to click for the Nashville Predators in tonight's game?
I got to go with Matt Duchene.
Matt Duchene, this selection. Kyle, we appreciate you taking time to call in.
Absolutely, man. Y'all have a great day.
Hey, you as
Thanks,
well. Well, Matt Duchene, the selection by Kyle. He's been a little dry in terms of the goal scoring as of late, so maybe you can make the argument Duchene is due for one tonight. Still playing very well for the Nashville Predators. I am up next, which creates a difficult decision. Ryan Johansson's hot right now. Ellie Tolvanen's hot right now as well. With that in mind, I'm going to go with Philip Forsberg because I think Philip Forsberg finds one in tonight's game. I went off the board yesterday. I'm not doing that today. Michelle Knezovic, you are up next. Your pick to click tonight for the Predators. Duchene and Forsberg off the board.
This is hard, guys. I also do not like being in last, so I really need to get another point. I think I'm going to go with Ryan Johansson. We've got him on today, and I feel another goal coming tonight in New Jersey.
There you go. Ryan Johansson scored again last night, so he's already outscored and has more points this year than he did a year ago. It's pretty incredible to think about that part of things. Joe Rex Road, you are bringing up the rear today in the competition. Duchene, Forsberg, Johansson off the board.
So you're 2 ahead of Michelle now?
I'm 1.
2?
One
no,
ahead.
He's only 1. Let's relax.
Oh, okay. I thought you just said you were tied with the listeners at 5.
At 4.
Oh,
you're at
okay.
6. Me and the listeners at 4.
Okay, so I do have a little more cushion.
You do.
So I could go a little bit off the board
Joe,
here.
Joe, pick Saros.
I mean, maybe I'd pick Colton Sissons. He just scored. No one ever picks Colton Sissons. Sissons just scored. You have picked him, and you went with that line, and you got rewarded last night. You know, I'll uh,
I'll go ahead and just go with the guy who creates so many opportunities, whether he's the one who gets the goal or not. I say he gets one, the captain, Roman Josi.
Roman Josi. By the way, Roman Josi with a shot last night that Ellie Tolvanen redirects. So yet the captain still playing some wonderful hockey for the Nashville Predators. This has been Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The selections, Kyle, our guest today, Matt Duchesne. Robbie going with Philip Forsberg, Michelle with Ryan Johansson, and Joe with Roman Josi. And yes, I am again in my competition referring to myself in the third person. Not much of a problem do you have with that?
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
Good.
I'm a big Seinfeld fan.
That's a big win last night for the Predators. You win 4-3. Ellie Tolvanen with a redirection with 11.5 seconds left in regulation. You've now won three in a row. You've won two to begin this road trip. You know, you were down 1-0 in the game last night. You're down 3-2 in the game last night as well. Able to come back and win that game. Nice goal by Yakov Trenin to tie things up at 3. Tanner Jeannot drives to the net. Trenin's there for the rebound, cleans things up. And then Ellie Tolvanen, 3 goals in 3 games. None of them have been pretty, but all of them count the same. And Tolvanen got to be feeling pretty good about himself right now.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, asking Chris about Tolvanen, like, I don't think of him in terms of, like, you know, like a Hornquist type of player.
No.
Like, to me, maybe my favorite hockey player of all time, Dino Cicerelli.
Oh, yeah.
You talk about someone who used to take a beating. Little guy who would just go in there and just, yeah, I mean, just get absolutely annihilated and just incredible balance and ability to, you know, tip pucks in. But maybe Tolvanen is becoming more that guy, huh?
It's like Thomas Holmstrom out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. The net front presence that the Preds are trying to trade for frantically in the spring of 2019.
They've had it here this whole time.
Yeah, right? But, hey, I guess that's what was my question. Like, can you get hot in that way? Or is it just pure, like, you get to a spot and you just put your stick out and, you know, sometimes it works and usually it doesn't. But sometimes it does.
Well, and it's working right now. I mean, it's 3 in a row for him. All have been redirections at this point. And that was a great play last night. Like, Johansson gets the puck on the wall and basically looks off the defender for enough time to get the puck over to Josi. Josi, nice low shot to the ice. It's able to be tipped, and it's in the back of the net. And tell you what, that's a tough one for the Islanders to drop, too. Oh. They're still looking for their first home win in the new building. And look, Barry Trotz is one of the greatest coaches in the history of the league. I think he's either third or fourth right now all time in league history in terms of wins. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. He's a great coach. I'm not going to count the Islanders out of digging out of this, but they're 6-11-5 right now. And they are, I mean, they were a popular pick to get to the Cup final.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't the most popular pick to come out of the East. There's a lot of people that picked the Islanders to get to the Cup final this year. And they are 6-11-5, and they had one right there for them last night to beat the Predators, and the Predators just stole it right away from them.
Well, and they at least had a point.
Yeah.
I mean, they basically had a point locked up. Okay, fine. If you lose in 3-on-3 or in a shootout, you got a point. There's something. They need every point they can get.
Yep.
Yeah, to let that happen with 11 seconds left, that's brutal. And it was a heck of a reversal for the Preds, you know, after taking that 2-1 lead and letting it get away. And I thought, you know, I thought Riddick was fine. I think he's been pretty good.
Yeah.
As your backup goalie.
Well, I think you feel, if you're the Predators, you feel really good about your goaltending right now. David Riddick has won 2 games in a row. You know, we've seen a very limited sample size of Connor Ingram so far this year. He's up right now. Look, Saros, his illness is not long-term. I wouldn't be surprised if he plays tonight. So, I mean, you're feeling really good about your goaltending situation right now if you're the Predators. You know, a lot of that also has to do with the way you're playing in front. And I still think, you know, the Predators, when they've got all their defensemen healthy, I really like their 6 that they have out there. You know, the Borowiecki-Benning third pair, it's a third pair. They're going to have their flaws. You're going to get exposed at times, especially on the road with your third pair. I think they've been pretty good for the most part. So it's got to be a nice luxury if you're John Hines to, when everybody's healthy, these are our 6. That's what we're sticking with, and it's worked out pretty well for the Predators so far.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that's, you know, there's a lot that's pretty solid just up and down the lineup. I mean, obviously you have the one line that's sort of, you know, bouncing around a little bit. You got Tomasino. You got kind of the young guys on that line. That's really your fourth line, you know. But it's not like that's been problematic for them. I mean, I think it's been problematic when they've had guys banged up in the third pairing. But, yeah, backup goaltender was a question. You're feeling fine about that. Your top-line scorers are scoring. I guess if I would look at, you know, like a Cunning, like you want to see a little bit more from some of these other guys to chip in, and you got a chance to win more than you lose on a regular basis.
And the guy we're going to have on next is playing awfully well for this hockey team right now as well. Ryan Johansson with a goal and an assist last night for the Predators. Good play on the goal, just a transition. Luke Cunning with an awesome play to set up that goal, and good to see him starting to get going a little bit. They've needed Luke Cunning to play better than he has, and it looks like he's starting to do that right now, and Johansson continuing to produce on a nightly basis. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Predators forward Ryan Johansson. Get his thoughts on the game last night and the Predators back in action tonight as they take on the New Jersey Devils. That's coming up next. We are Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Pancake Pantry downtown Nashville here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.